Sometimes, emotional wakefulness wears heavier than the body's need for sleep. It's not about tired eyes, but a tired soul. What happens when your body begs for rest, but rest feels like danger? When silence is loud, stillness is triggering, and sleep feels like surrender. Today, we gently sit with emotional exhaustion, not as laziness or weakness, but as the echo of survival. A listener told me this story. I used to collapse after work and feel guilty. Not relief, not rest, just shame. Even watching a movie felt undeserved. I'd scan the room, wait for danger. Like my nervous system couldn't believe the war was over. This is what trauma does. It makes calm feel suspicious. It teaches the body that vigilance equals survival. If this resonates, you are not broken. You are not alone. Emotional exhaustion is what happens when the body runs on empty for too long. If you have complex PTSD, your stress response system often stays stuck in overdrive. Your sympathetic nervous system, your fight or fly mode, never turns off. You might feel tired, but unable to relax, disconnected, yet overwhelmed, like you're always bracing for impact, guilty for resting. This isn't burnout from working hard. This is burnout from over-surviving. Imagine your nervous system as a bird with tired wings. It's been flying for years, fleeing storms, searching for safe skies. But trauma taught the bird that landing means danger, that stillness is when harm arrives. So it flaps endlessly. Rest becomes risk, but with patience and gentleness, you can begin to teach the bird how to land again. Let's reflect with our SWOT analysis. Take a moment, sit with this. Strengths: your body kept you alive. That's resilience. Weakness: constant vigilance steals joy, play, and connection. opportunity, you can teach your body that safety is possible in small, digestible doses. Threat, emotional exhaustion, if ignored, can become chronic burnout, dissociation, or even collapse. Ask yourself gently, what does my body long for, but doesn't yet trust? The gently practical tools for healing guide us now. First, micro resting. Try 1 to 2 minute pauses. Hand over heart. Deep exhale. Eyes closed. Signal safety in tiny doses. 2. Soften the edges of rest. Dim lights. Cozy textures, a weighted blanket. Let your body associate this with comfort. Three, replace should with safe. When guilt creeps in, ask, is this pressure? Who is this peace? Four, safe body movement. Stretch, sway, rock gently. Give your nervous system rhythm instead of stillness. If stillness feels unsafe. Rest near safety. Nap near a trusted person. Rest in a calm room. Let co-regulation help your body learn safety again. Allow low-effort stillness. Imagine giving yourself permission to close your eyes for 5 minutes without guilt. That's where it begins. You are not lazy. You are tired from surviving. You are not failing. You are learning how to stop fighting. Your body is wise. It remembers everything, and it longs to unlearn the fear. Tonight, may your breath soften. May your spine release its grips. And may you whisper to yourself, I am allowed to rest. In our next episode, the first of season 2, we'll begin to walk a little deeper. The grief beneath the numbness, where stillness isn't always peace, but often the hush before the storm. We'll begin unearthing the layers of grief that quietly shape our trauma responses. The losses that were never fully named, the goodbyes we didn't know we were saying, and the ache that sits under silence. This season, we'll walk slowly, feel deeper, and stay with the tender truth longer. Because you deserve more than understanding. You deserve witnessing. Until then, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.